and you pull this dash up, it's in this buttermilk, and all this milk to the top, and squirt her down right fast, and they don't see it.
And then she'd put it on it.
She fell with her back turned, with the way that sounds, up and down that dash, what's going to happen? She'd get with me.
Sounds about like that coon.
Yeah, about like that coon. That's one of the jobs that I helped in the house with when I was a little guy, and I got a thrashing every time. And rightfully, I should have forgotten that.
What age did they cook on monkey stoves?
Oh, well, we've had a little monkey stove.
We had a monkey stove. Married.
Uh-huh. That's the first stove we had, wasn't it? Had a Dutch oven on it?
It had the oven on the fire.
Yeah.
That makes biscuits quicker than anything you ever saw.
To sit out the table, you put your biscuits in. Time you got to sit down, all your biscuits are ready.
Oh, it couldn't hurt.
Oh, I know how there is one.
It's a little old stove, about this tall, kind of a square thing, kind of square on top, and kind of pots down with a place with ashes under here, and just a little fellow, not very big.
Uh-huh.
And that's what we called a monkey stove.
And the oven was like a drum up on the
The drum was up on the pipe. I'd say the oven was about this big around and about that long. And the pipe came through it, see, it was made where the pipe came through it. No. Well, the pipe came through.
Oh, well, it didn't go through the middle of that oven. You said a thing. That's where you put your bread and stuff.
Okay. The pipe hooked on the bottom of it. Just a minute.
Yeah.
And then it hooked up on top.
Yeah,
so the whole circulation come around the thing.
Well,
that's right.
What I was trying to tell you.
That's right. Well, I said the pipe went through it. It did. All right. But it went around the fish.
Smoke your biscuits.
Yeah.
Smoke your biscuits.
Suck your biscuits. But I'll tell you what, it was sure enough, it would really cook them in a hurry. And they were good too. Anything is good if you're hungry, and I was usually hungry. And that helped.
Did your mother have anything she called a pantry?
Hell yes. Yeah, we had a pantry. That's where she kept all her edibles in. And meat too, you know, she kept your meat and stuff in the pantry. And the goodies, if there was some, I'd always chase through that pretty regularly to see what's in there.
See, there wasn't too many.
Well, dried fruit, you know, we had that. And you get those raisins, you know, with your pocket full of them.
Oh, yeah, for your baby.
And some dried apricots, not bad chewing,
yeah,
too.
Yeah. Dried apples, I'll do the bed.
There's a lot of things
pretty good. I get your Del Monte raisins in there, and I thought I'd cook them. I soaked them today. Made mixed pies out of them. And I never had such time for getting those little stems off
of anything
in my life.
Well, sir.
Take them one end of the other and get those little
biggies. I don't know when I've ever reminisced back on something. That was quite interesting. Actually, when a fellow gets to thinking back on the thing, just exactly forgets what did happen, doesn't he?
Yeah,
he do. I'm not very much behind to reminisce anyway. I don't do a lot of that. And fact, hardly any. I think that's the first sign of old age. When you go to hear somebody tell what he done back there, and I'm not bad about that. I don't like to do that. The thing that always vexed me most in a lifetime is hear some old guy say, "Now, I used to could really do this, or I used to could really do that." And I've heard him well back, you know, bragging about riding broncs and roping steers or something. I used to get do that. That's when they really rode them. Yeah. And I'm going to tell you, about 99% of it's a big lie. And I found that out too. Yeah, that's a whole big lie.
Now, you mentioned the bronc. What is that?
Well, that's a pitching horse, an unbroke horse, right?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's... Well, now, there I've done it again. a bronc is an unbroke horse. Yeah, put on some. Yeah, he looks like that.
What would you call a herd of saddle horses? Any special
Remuda. It's been a Remuda ever since I can remember.
Yeah.
It has. I think that has been the term forever in the cowboy dialect. I think the Remuda.